I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson, and welcome to the first episode of the Back to You podcast. I've watched hundreds of TV shows over the past 20 years. Many of them have stood out, but none quite like half-hour sitcom Back to You. It's one of the funniest shows of all time with one of the best casts of a TV series ever. And it definitely has one of the most unpredictable sagas of a TV show ever. This podcast is a special series about a special series. Back to You ran on Fox from September 19, 2007 to May 14, 2008. That's right, just one season. It starred Kelsey Grammer in his first regular on-camera series role since Frasier, Patricia Heaton in her first comedy series since Everybody Loves Raymond, Josh Gad years before The Book of Mormon and Frozen, Ty Burrell a few years before Modern Family, and the great Fred Willard. Now, the show centered on a local TV news station, but it made plenty of news of its own before, during, and after its 17-episode run. USA Today called it laugh-out-loud funny. The New York Times declared it surprisingly amusing. Entertainment Weekly said it's old-fashioned, invigorating, and saucy. The Wall Street Journal wrote at the time that Grammer and Heaton worked together like they've been doing it all their lives. And since then, outlets such as TVLine.com have called it one of the best one-hit wonders in television history. The Back to You podcast is going to consist of 18 episodes. The first, this one, will cover the lead-up to the show and its pilot episode. The next 16 installments of this podcast will look at the other 16 episodes of Back to You. And the final podcast episode will cover the show's controversial cancellation, its potential revival, the aftermath of that, and its lasting impact, along with how I met all five stars over the past 11 years. This podcast has been more than a decade in the making. During each episode, I'll talk about the storylines of each Back to You episode. Along the way, I'll also discuss behind-the-scenes drama, and there was plenty of it, including the infamous writer's strike. There will also be trivia, some fun facts, viewership ratings info, and there may even be a special guest or two as well. Now, if you'd like to follow along by watching the Back to You episodes, you can find the 14 that aired on Fox on Amazon Prime and iTunes. But if you'd like to watch all 17, that includes the three that didn't air on Fox, including the show's true series finale that never made it to air, you need to buy the Back to You Season 1 DVD. And yes, that's how it's branded, not Back to You the Complete Series, Back to You Season 1 DVD, which is available on Amazon or wherever you find your DVDs. So, without further ado, let's get started. Back to You first made headlines on January 23rd, 2007, when it was announced that this show was in development. And at the time, the show was not called Back to You, but rather Action News. Why the title change? Well, first of all, that took a couple of months, but second, as Steve Levitan, one of the creators of the show, explains on the DVD extras, a lot of local TV news stations around the country call their news Action News. So when somebody's looking at the TV guide or the listings on TV of what to watch and they see Action News, that would be very confusing. So they had to come up with a different title. And we'll eventually get to why Back to You was their choice. But on January 23rd, this show, Action News, about TV news anchors, first got the attention of Kelsey Grammer and Patricia Heaton, Frasier Crane and Deborah Barone on the same show. That's bound to create TV comedy magic. It's also going to cost a lot of money. As a New York Post article explained, this could be one of the most expensive TV sitcoms ever. Because during the final years of Everybody Loves Raymond, Heaton was getting paid $500,000 an episode. And during the final run of Frasier, Grammer was getting $1.6 million an episode. Analysts at that time were saying, they're probably not going to get that extreme with their paychecks right out of the gate, but you know darn well if this show continues for several years, it's going to add up quickly. At this time, it didn't cause a red flag. It would eventually cause a red flag, which is, again, one of the fascinating elements of dissecting this show. It was also announced that Back to You, again, originally called Action News, was going to be set in the city of Buffalo, New York. That would get changed to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but not right away. So with big names like Kelsey Grammer and Patricia Heaton behind it, and big showrunner names too, Steve Levitan and Christopher Lloyd both worked on Frasier. Steve Levitan also created Just Shoot Me, and Christopher Lloyd created a show called Out of Practice, which was on CBS from 2005 to 2006. It starred Henry Winkler, Stockard Channing, and Ty Burrell. Interestingly, Kelsey Grammer actually directed the pilot episode of Out of Practice. The ratings started out all right, people were getting into it, but then they dropped and CBS decided to drop it completely after just one season on the air. So you've got Levitan and Lloyd, Grammer and Heaton, who's gonna want it? 20th Century Fox Television is the production company behind the show, but that doesn't necessarily mean that Fox was going to be the network that airs the show. That just turned out to be the case. NBC had aired Frasier, where Grammer won 4 Emmys for playing Dr. Frasier Crane over his run with Cheers and Frasier, but Frasier ran 11 years on NBC, though that network said we're not interested. Heaton was on CBS with Everybody Loves Raymond for 9 seasons. She won 2 Emmys for Actress in a Comedy Series for playing Deborah Barone. They were interested, along with ABC, Heaton's eventual home for the middle, and Fox. In the end, it's Fox who got the show, which came as a bit of a surprise to a lot of people because Fox is a network generally known for appealing to younger viewers. Shows like The Simpsons, Beverly Hills 90210, even American Idol. You don't really think of Fox as having shows with late 40s, early 50s, and in some cases 60-year-old people as your leads. That's more for CBS. But Fox got it anyway. And on February 9th, Fox decided to not only pick up the show, but give it a blind 13-episode commitment. What that means is they hadn't even seen a pilot episode produced yet, and they want it for 13. That's really good. That's also really risky. Yes, you've got great names as your stars and as your creators and writers, but you gotta see the product, right? Fox had this belief, though, that they were onto something with it anyway, and decided to give it 13 episodes, put it on the fall lineup, here you go, start making the episodes. One of the people who really didn't sit well with the fact that this was going to be airing on Fox and not CBS was talk show host Craig Ferguson. A few days after Back to You was given this 13-episode pickup, Patricia Heaton went on Craig Ferguson's show to promote a new film opening in theaters that she was producing called Amazing Grace, this drama with Ione Gruffudd that didn't make a whole lot of money at the box office. But they did talk about this upcoming show that Heaton would be doing with Kelsey Grammer.
I'm going to be doing a new show.
You're doing
show.
A new sitcom,
yeah,
right?
So.
Is it with CBS?
It is not.
Well, then I don't want to hear about
okay.
it. I do. Who are you doing it with?
I keep looking at my shoes while you're talking to me. I don't know why that is. When I get uncomfortable, I'm looking
at my
shoes.
They're nice shoes.
Thank you. For another network.
Yeah.
And with Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, he's yes. He's the Frasier man.
The Frasier man.
He's a very nice man, Kelsey Grammer.
Yes.
So you're going back into doing sitcom again?
I am. I mean, I was looking for one to do because I only have time to do a multiple camera show because they're very short to shoot. The hours are short. So
yeah,
I needed
it's like
to
half
do
an
that.
Hour a week or something.
It is.
On February 27th, Fred Willard was cast, joining the crew and Heaton and Grammer as Marsh McGinley, the sports anchor at the television news station. Fred Willard is best known for being in the Christopher Guest movies. So funny in them, especially Best in Show. If you look on his IMDb awards page, you'll see he actually got nominated and won several Critics Group's Best Supporting Actor awards for Best in Show, but he didn't get an Oscar nomination or even a Golden Globe nomination, though that film was up for Best Picture, Comedy, or Musical that year. A lot of people may look back on that now and go, why wasn't Fred Willard nominated? It's an iconic performance, an iconic, hilarious role for a movie that some people watch annually around the holidays. Now, the next day, February 28th, more casting announcements were made, and a lot of these resources, by the way, on thefutoncritic.com. They're a great site to archive TV news information. Two new cast members joining Action News: Amy Garcia from The George Lopez Show and Paul Campbell from Battlestar Galactica. At the time, Action News was still set in Buffalo, and Garcia would play Montana Stevens. That last name would not last. Neither would Garcia, but Montana Stevens described as the mid-20s Action News weather anchor. She's a former child beauty pageant winner, living her dream in a career of television. And Paul Campbell would play the news director of the show, who at that time was named Nate Rezink. It's not really a name that rolls off the tongue. But anyway, you've got Nate, a smart young corporate type whose sole mission is to get Action News back to number one. He wants to take the snooze out of the news. That sounds corny. He's determined not to get steamrolled by Kelsey Grammer's character, anchorman Chuck Darling, but he usually does. He's equally determined not to be manipulated by the flirty weather girl Montana, but he usually loses that battle as well. As it is also explained on the Back to You DVD extras, they decided, after all, not to have this news director anchorman rivalry, that wasn't really necessary because you were going to have other rivalries ensue that would make for much better television, including the rivalry in more ways than one between Chuck Darling and Patricia Heaton's Kelly Carr. On March 13th, Ty Burrell was added to the cast. Again, Burrell, best known at that time for being on Out of Practice on CBS. And at this time, his character's name was Roger Shershwufsky. Now, that last name would stay on the show, and a lot of great humor comes out of that last name, especially in the pilot. But Roger would not. He would eventually become Gary Shershwufsky. But if you say Roger Shershwufsky, that's a little too tough. Gary Shershwufsky gives you a little bit of that separation between the first name and the last name. But again, as these shows develop and move along, you got to evolve and you got to think about these things. Just saying names out loud and feeling it out and seeing what the public says to you, what your producers say to you, what the consultants at the network say to you. And you make these decisions. And again, the show still hadn't filmed a pilot yet. A week later on March 20th, Action News was now going to be set in Pittsburgh, where it would stay. Then on April 13th, the show was officially changed to Back to You as its title. Now, let's talk about the significance of the title of the show. It's for two reasons. Number one, Back to You is a common phrase that reporters say as they toss it back to anchors, back to you in the studio. The second is that this show is about two anchors reuniting, Kelsey Grammer coming back to Patricia Heaton in Pittsburgh. That has a little bit more meaning as we get into the pilot episode, which we will in a little bit here. It was also announced on this date that Roger was changing to Gary Shershwufsky and say goodbye to Nate Resnick, the playboy type rivalry with Chuck Darling, all that. No, say goodbye. Say hello to Ryan Church as your new news director name, and say hello to two new actors. Playing Ryan Church is an actor named Josh Gad, who at that time was filming movies The Rocker and 21. 21 was produced by Kevin Spacey and Brett Ratner. Ugh, what a combo. Josh Gad getting the role of a lifetime, being on a show with Kelsey Grammer and Patricia Heaton and Fred Willard, getting his name out there.
For me, the character came out of real-life desperation. I mean, Ryan is thrown into the mix. From the very first episode, Ryan is thrown into something that's much bigger than himself. Well, Josh Gad came from nothingness to suddenly being thrown into the lead role of a TV show. And so it was this nervous anxiety that I kind of played off of.
And getting her name out there, Ada Field, taking over as Montana, now Montana Diaz Herrera. And a new addition, Laura Morano to play Kelly Carr's daughter, Gracie. Laura was just being seen by millions of people every week on Fox on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It had just started right around this time, and now she's cast on a sitcom. That's synergy for you. So then on May 17th, during that week, middle of May, all the networks announced their lineups for the fall. And on the 17th, Fox announced theirs. Where are we going to put Back to You? And they decided that it would anchor, and that pun is intended, Wednesday night, going on at 8 o'clock. And then at 8:30 is Brad Garrett's show, Till Death, which had already been on for a little while. Brad Garrett, of course, co-starred with Patricia Heaton on Everybody Loves Raymond. Then on June 15, it was made public that James Burrows, who directed the pilot episode, would then executive produce every episode of Back to You. Now, James Burrows is an iconic name in television. He's directed and produced and been a part of so many shows, including Mary Tyler Moore, Will and Grace, and Cheers with Kelsey Grammer. There's that relationship. That foundation was already built there for James Burrows to come in to direct every episode and produce the episodes as well. On June 21st, the Futon Critic put up their review of the pilot, because a lot of entertainment journalists, critics, analysts get to review the pilot episodes of shows a few months before they actually make it to air. And they did review Back to You, and they like the show. While not a home run you'd expect considering its pedigree, they say, Back to You is definitely on the cusp of becoming something great. They like the two of them, Grammer and Heaton, together. Some of the writing works, but they felt that there were a few too many characters and things were a little broad. But overall, give it a try. That's basically what they said in June, still more than 2 months, nearly 3 months, before the show was set to premiere on Fox. So now the lineup is set. The reviews are starting to come in, and you need to build buzz for this show. So Fox aired ads like this one.
And we're live in 5, 4, 3.
This fall on Fox, look who's making news.
We slept together, all right? This just in.
Your exact words that night, as I recall.
Kelsey Grammer and Patricia Heaton are coming back to you.
You're the weather girl.
Actually, I prefer meteorologist.
But you're not a meteorologist.
But I prefer it.
Back to You from the producers of Frasier, coming Fox fall.
It definitely caught my interest. At that time, I was actually set to begin anchoring my elementary school's morning news. I was entering the fourth grade and starting to get that going with my teacher, and this was happening at the same time as Back to You was starting, which is pretty cool. Maybe that's just one of the reasons why I became interested in this show. I'd watched some Frasier, I'd watched some Everybody Loves Raymond, but this concept of the world of TV news and me being interested in being in front of the camera and starting that at my elementary school was coinciding. And during this time as well, now it's September, the show's about to premiere, you gotta promote it. So Fred Willard went on Letterman and previewed the show.
Now, Fred, congratulations on the new series. It's called
Back to You.
Now, this is a big one. This is Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, good heavens. And yeah. Patty Heaton.
Patty Heaton,
America's
too.
Sweetheart.
That's right.
We have some wonderful actors, Ty Burrell and Josh Gad and Ida Field. And it's so much fun. The writing is so rich.
Yes.
And
witty. Yeah, fun. Well, must be a lot of fun.
Rich.
September.
Mark Twain was witty. This is rich.
September 19th at 8 p.m. Back to You. Fred Willard, always a pleasure.
Oh, thank
Fred.
You so much, David.
You were great.
A few nights later was the Emmy Awards on Fox. Each year, the Emmys gets rotated between the four networks. That year, it just happened to be on Fox with American Idol's Ryan Seacrest as the host, and Kelsey and Patricia presented. Each year at the Emmys, they like to get a lot of people who are starring on new shows for the fall to present across the four networks, and they got Kelsey and Patricia. Now more reviews were coming out as well, including from Entertainment Weekly, who got behind Back to You from the beginning. Ken Tucker, the writer, gave it a B+ and said that he honestly felt the premise may not have sounded promising, but by mixing two elements deftly, the comfy familiarity of the workplace comedy, the invigorating tartness of the acting and writing, you end up with an old-fashioned, studio audience, irony-free sitcom. He ends the review with a couple interesting notes, also feeling some of the supporting characters weren't working, but that there's a plot line and a thing that happens in the third segment of the Back to You pilot episode that's really pivotal to the rest of the story. He writes that there's a Chuck and Kelly backstory that the producers have asked critics not to reveal. Sometimes that happens. When I see a movie early or screen a television series pilot early, sometimes the publicist will write to me and say, "Need you to hold off from talking about this." I got it for Mary Poppins Returns. I got it for several other shows and films recently. It can be a little tough, but I understand, because you don't want to spoil things for your audience. So Tucker clearly stating here, there's something big, we can't tell you about it. I sort of want to dissect it, but I can't right now. But we'll be able to dissect it in a little bit here. But nonetheless, he gave it a B+ and encouraged people to watch this show. And so now here we are. It's Wednesday, September 19th, 2007. The show is set to premiere. Reviews are out. The buzz is here. The ads have been going. And Kelsey and Patricia are also on talk shows and giving interviews to various outlets. One to writer Jay Bobbin for Zap To It, reposted on the Chicago Tribune website. Now, this article is really interesting because it states that the lure of Grammar plus Heaton interested several networks in Back to You, ABC, Fox, CBS. Even Gary Newman, the co-president of 20th Century Fox Television making the series, has admitted that CBS would have been a likelier home than Fox for the relatively traditional show. That is not the last time we will hear the idea of CBS being a better home for Back to You during this podcast. Here's what Kelsey said. Quote, "I am thrilled to be back doing something I'm good at. I like this. I've also been thrilled to be a father and a husband for the last few years. I've had a wonderful time. Life deals us different challenges, and this is a new one. What would be wrong with doing three of the greatest television shows in history?" Already trying to give Back to You some pedigree even before the first episode airs. Here's what Patricia Heaton said. Quote, "What it boils down to is this. Is this character interesting to you, and do you see 5 to 7 years worth of stories? We have a scene at the end of the pilot." This is what Ken Tucker alludes to as well. "It's a pivotal scene. I went into that mode where half your brain is doing the acting and the other half is watching you do it and thinking about it. Even now, when I think about it, I get chills. What's going to happen with these characters? There's so many ways we can go. That's really what it's about. It's not the format as much as it is, do you want to explore these people's lives? It's got to be fun and funny. And now, it's time to dive into the first episode of Back to You, the pilot." The pilot episode aired on Wednesday, September 19, 2007 at 8 p.m. Eastern. Back to You opens on New Year's Eve, 1996, with Kelly Carr, played by Patricia Heaton, at the news desk. She's surrounded by Marsh McGinley, the sportscaster, played by Fred Willard, an unnamed character played by an African-American man, may have been the weatherman at that point, at WURG9 News in Pittsburgh, and by her side is Chuck Darling, played by Kelsey Grammer, with a full head of hair. It may or may not be real hair, but that answer won't be revealed until way down the line. They worked together for 6 years, Chuck and Kelly, at WURG9, but it's time to say goodbye to Chuck as he goes off to greener pastures. We flash forward to 2006 and a video off of YouTube of Chuck at KZMB Channel 3 in Los Angeles. This did not go well.
Los Angeles city officials met with Governor Schwarzenegger today. Let's check in now with Darcy Tanner for the latest.
"Because they make the top parts of my feet look fat. Yes, they do. Yes, they do."
Small glitch there. Let's check back with her after this break. Okay, that's the third time. Somebody want to call Darcy on her cell phone? Tell her I didn't freeze my off in Minneapolis and Pittsburgh to end up working with some dipshit who's only got her job because she's the general manager.
We're still on.
It was bring your daughter to work day today here at the station.
Then there's a promo for Chuck's return to Channel 9. Gary Shishwowski, the reporter, played by Ty Burrell, is watching it on one of the monitors in the newsroom, and he is not thrilled that Chuck is back. He knew Chuck when they worked together at the station in the 90s, but Gary wanted that anchor job badly, and he stresses this yet again to news director Ryan Church, played by Josh Gad.
Gary, again, I'm sorry you didn't get the anchor job.
You're sorry? I'm the one who spent the last 12 years out in the cold covering every freeway chase, toxic spill, and record snowfall. What was all that talk about you guys grooming me?
That was about your eyebrows when we went high def.
Pretty soon, though, Chuck Darling shows up. There he is, loud and proud, in the newsroom. He parked his black convertible, and here he is. Chuck says hi to Gary and already mispronounces his name, and Gary corrects him. Shishwowski is a Polish name and a very Pittsburghian name, and one that Ty Burrell has said he had to master before going onto the soundstage to film the pilot episode. Chuck says to him, well, what's an anchor man but a loud guy who can keep people from flipping the channels? Then he quickly moves on to Ryan Church, who Chuck thinks is an intern, just somebody to get coffee and make sure the car is parked in the right place and all that. But no, Ryan is the news director, and he's been so for just a few weeks after impressing people in the internet division. Ryan is 26 and a half years old, and his birthday is in March. Then out comes Marsh McGinley. I love Fred Willard. He's so funny. His character says the most unpredictable, politically incorrect things. A lot of things that people could get away with in 2007 on network television that you probably couldn't say anymore. They talk about the old days a little bit, Chuck and Marsh. And Chuck asks Marsh how Kelly feels about him coming back, and he says, it's kind of shaky. Then Chuck meets Montana Diaz Herrera, played by Ada Field, who, as you heard in that Fox promo a little while ago, likes to be referred to as a meteorologist, even though she's not a meteorologist. Chuck has seen tapes of Montana and has some suggestions for her, and Gary inserts some wisecracks there, basically alluding to the fact that he thinks she is a prostitute. Yes, this show is TV-14. This is not for kids, even though it's a show that ends up being about a family with a 10-year-old girl at the center of it, and I was 9 years old when I started watching this show. Show isn't really made for me or for other 10-year-olds out there. Then Kelly Carr shows up. She and Chuck reunite quickly, but then they got to do a live promo. The show goes into its open, its 22-second open, and it's great. I love the visuals to it. The music's a great choice. It's instantly catchy and memorable. So as they're walking out onto the set, Chuck and Kelly talk about what's happening in each other's lives. Kelly was married and divorced. She says the guy was a complete control freak. Her mother also passed away in that time, and she tells Chuck that she has an 8-year-old daughter named Gracie. Chuck tells her he's been living in hotels, which seems like was the case back in the 90s as well. And then they get out onto the set, and Kelly's sitting on one side, and Chuck says, didn't I used to sit over there? And they decide to switch seats. Well, they don't really decide. He forcefully says to Kelly and pushes her to the side, I need to sit here, you need to sit there. Then they do the live promo, and it's really sharp.
So life is good.
Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, I've had my ups and downs over the last few years, you know. My mom died, so... Yeah, I miss her, you know. And then I had a little health scare myself, so, I mean, it was just kind of a bad joke there for a while, everything going wrong, you know. Remember my cat?
I had a hippopotamus, I kept him in a shed, and
then a hippopotamus. For 6 years, I sat at this desk and listened to your mini ma and your bitty pa until I wanted to punch you in your big fat throat. Do you want the real breaking news? I cannot do this with you again, you preening gas bag. Coming up at 6. Good news, homeowners. Your property taxes may be going down.
Fire guts at downtown warehouse. Montana says get out your umbrellas. There's a storm coming.
And News 9 welcomes back an old friend.
It's good to be back. See you at 6, everyone.
We're clear.
Good Lord, cut your nails. It's like a falcon landed on my wrist.
We go to the next part of the show. Kelly has left the station. Could be for the day. Could be for longer, we don't know. Ryan doesn't know. He is sweating. We literally see him sweating. And the thing is, Josh Gad talks about this on the DVD extras. He was flown in to do this pilot on such short notice. He had auditioned months ago, didn't get the part originally, as we already talked about here. But when they said, hey, we really want you for this now, they had to take him out of filming 21, fly him into Los Angeles. He read with the cast on the first day, and they were filming on the second day. And because of the overall experience, Gad was literally so overwhelmed that he was sweating. So it just became a part of the character of Ryan Church and made things funny and authentic in that way. So because Kelly's not there, Gary may have to co-anchor the news with Chuck, which gets him really excited. He does not want to be reporting anymore. He wants to be that serious anchorman. And it becomes clear pretty soon that Marsh McGinley, Fred Willard, not only provides great comedy, but is also the wise character of the group. He's the person you go to for advice, to talk things out, and really put things in perspective. He's like when Tim Allen went to that neighbor, you only saw part of his face over the fence on Home Improvement. That's the kind of person that Marsh McGinley is. So Chuck and Marsh talk things out about what's going on. Him coming back, how Kelly's dealing with it. Marsh also reveals that his brother is a guitar salesman. Not really thrilled about that. And that he still vomits before every show. I cannot imagine doing that. I get excited when going live on air on television, but I do not vomit before every appearance. Chuck runs into an old fling who still works at the station named Mimi, and they agree that they may meet up, get some drinks later on. Mimi is played by Sung Hai Lee, a South Korean actress, former Playboy model, and actress on Days of Our Lives. Unfortunately for her, this is the only scene she would have over the course of Back to You, because as the producers discussed later on, they felt that that storyline wasn't going to go anywhere. So they decided to drop that element and that character completely. Kelly soon returns. She will co-anchor the newscast with Chuck. This definitely disappoints Gary, who, right before finding out that news, is on the phone with his wife and saying, get the TiVo ready to record me as the anchorman. How about a TiVo reference? I haven't thought about TiVos in a long time. Instead, Gary is going to go out to the empty courthouse and report in the pouring rain. Chuck and Kelly go to their shared office. That's right, these two anchors have to share this tiny little office. And over the course of the episodes of Back to You, sometimes there are constraints in their office, things preventing them from doing certain things, getting in their way, stuff like that, because of this special little shared office. Speaking of special and sharing things, that becomes more evident later on in this episode, as we find out that they actually slept together on their last night together, Chuck's final night in Pittsburgh on New Year's Eve in 1996. But according to Kelly, it meant nothing. So they're just going to be very professional as they now work together again at WURG. That only lasts for a couple of minutes, because on set a few minutes later, Montana reveals to Chuck that Gracie, Kelly's daughter, is actually 10 years old, not 8 years old, and she has the same pistachio allergy that Chuck does. Chuck's a reporter, anchorman, investigative journalist, all of that. He can put two and two together and figure out that he may be the father, which leads into a welcome back commentary that has some double entendres and some sexual undertones and meanings. Final segment of the pilot episode of Back to You sees Chuck surprising Kelly by showing up to her house. He asks her, point blank, is he Gracie's father? At first, Kelly denies it. I didn't remember the fact that she denied it so heavily in watching these episodes again recently. But this causes stress for Kelly, even thinking about all this. She says to Chuck, Channel 7 has been courting me for a long time. Maybe I'm just going to take a job over there. And Chuck's the one who kind of reels her back in and says, no, you should stay. We were great together for those 6 years in the 90s. They reminisce about some of the funny on-air experiences that they've had, things that have gone wrong, crazy stuff. It's really good, really funny, relatable, honest humor. Things that I think people watching this show who have both been in the news industry and not in the news industry can find funny. Then Gracie calls. Her backpack is on one of the chairs in the living room, and I guess she needs to pick something up from that backpack. She needs to come home. She's been out with her friends and needs to come home and pick something up. This scares Kelly a little bit. She basically says, Chuck, you gotta get out. And then he figures it out. I must be the father. Kelly says, yes, you are. He is stunned. They're both stunned talking about this. They don't know what to do quite yet. Kelly has had to keep this a secret for the last 10 years. She says, it ended badly between us. I left you messages. You did nothing. You went off. Were you going to be there for her as a legitimate father? Help raise her? So then Gracie arrives. Kind of melts the tension a little bit. She and Chuck seem to like each other, though, as she talks about wanting to see an R-rated movie that a lot of her friends are getting to see, but she isn't. Kelly isn't allowing her. And she asks Chuck, would you allow your daughter to do that? And that's the first indicator of, whoa, this element is going to stay with us for a while. Chuck likes Gracie a lot. So much so that the final shot of this pilot episode is him back in his hotel room. He ponders whether to call Mimi, but instead he calls Kelly.
Hello, Kelly, it's me. I know I don't get a vote, and I'm sure you know this already, but she's spectacular.
Now, because it's the pilot episode, there is no last little scene during the end credits. It is just the credits. Every other episode of Back to You to follow has some kind of scene during the end credits. I would say this is one of the most straightforward episodes of Back to You. In the episodes to come, there are three, sometimes four storylines going on simultaneously, and they all work and they're all great. But this one is really one main storyline. It's Chuck coming back and Kelly telling him that he's the father. You gotta get from point A to point B. How long will this secret be kept from the public and from Gracie? Gracie doesn't know that Chuck is her father. No one else knows. Kelly's never told anybody else. How long will Chuck Darling be willing to keep that secret? That's one of the big questions over the course of Back to You. Right away in this episode, you get the great bickering between these two titans, because they are television titans. Kelsey Grammer, Patricia Heaton, going at it. You also get a lot of great comedy from the supporting cast. Josh Gad and Ty Burrell and Fred Willard and Ada Field all deliver in this opening episode. They make their mark on what this news station is all about, what the relationships are all about. They put their spunk into it, and it all have a lot of potential. And Gracie, Laura Morano, is very good too. She's only in it a little bit, but again, you see potential for down the line. Viewership on the Back to You pilot episode, 9.44 million people. To me, it's a little low. To a lot of people, they agreed it was a little low. The big returns of Frasier and Deborah Barone to television, you'd think more than 9.5 million people would have watched that night. But I think a few factors go into this. Number one, maybe some people so used to seeing Kelsey as Frasier for 20 years and so used to seeing Patricia as Deborah Barone for 9 years thought, I don't want to see them as new characters. Even though it's been a few years, I can't make that separation quite yet. Maybe the news station storyline was a little too familiar for people. We've seen it so often in Mary Tyler Moore, Network, and Anchorman with Fred Willard along with Will Ferrell that opened in 2004. And maybe Fox was just not the right fit for a lot of people. Maybe too edgy for some. Or they just didn't like the humor from the promos or the previews. A little bit down the line, the viewership will grow, but only because of special circumstances. Next time on the Back to You podcast, we'll dive even deeper into the show with episode 2, Fish Story. Are you hooked on Back to You yet? If not, what are you waiting for? Watch Fish Story on Amazon Prime Video or iTunes to get ready for the episode. Or find the Back to You Season 1 DVD so you can watch all 17 episodes of the show. And be sure to follow the podcast on Twitter at Back to You Pod. That's at BACKTOYOU P-O-D. You can also follow me on Twitter at LCJReviews and be sure to hashtag back to you. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. Thanks for listening to this first episode of the Back to You podcast. Good night.